بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الإنفاق في سبيل الله، الإنفاق مما يحب. قول أبي ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه: إن في المال ثلاثة شركاء. وأخرج أبو نعيم في الحلية عن أبي ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه قال: في المال ثلاثة شركاء: القدر لا يستأمرك أن يذهب بخيرها أو شرها من هلاك أو موت، والوارث ينتظر أن تضع رأسك ثم يستاقها وأنت ذميم، فإن استطعت أن لا تكون أعجز الثلاثة فلا تكونن، فإن الله عز وجل يقول: لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون. ألا وإن هذا الجمل مما كنت أحب من مالي، فأحببت أن أقدمه لنفسي. الإنفاق مع الحاجة. قصة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في هذا. أخرج ابن جرير عن سهل بن سعد رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: جاءت امرأة إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قصة أبي أكيل رضي الله تعالى عنه. أخرج الطبراني عن أبي عقيل رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه بات يجر الجريرة على ظهره على صاعين من تمر، فانقلب بأحدهما إلى أهله ينتفعون به، وجاء بالآخر يتقرب به إلى الله عز وجل، فأتى به رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأخبره، فقال له رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: انشروا في الصدقة. فقال فيه المنافقون: وسخروا من ما كان أغنى هذا أن يتقرب إلى الله بساع من تمر. فأنزل الله عز وجل: الذين يلمزون المطوعين من المؤمنين في الصدقات والذين لا يجدون إلا جهدهم، إلى آخر الآية. من أقرض الله تعالى. قصة بيع أبي الدحداء رضي الله عنه بستانه بنخلة في الجنة. أخرج أحمد والبغوي والحاكم عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رجلا قال: يا رسول الله، إن لفلان نخلة وأنا أقيم حائتي بها، فأمره أن يؤتيني حتى أقيم حائتي بها. فقال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أعطه إياها بنخلة في الجنة. فأبى. قال: فأتاه أبو الدحداء رضي الله عنه فقال: بعني نخلتك بحائتي. قال: ففعل. فأتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: يا رسول الله، ابتعت النخلة بحائتي، فاجعلها له، فقد أعطيتكها. فقال: كم من عذق رداح لأبي الدحداء في الجنة. قالها مرارا. الإنفاق على الإسلام. قصة رجل في ذلك. أخرج أحمد عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يكن يسأل شيئا على الإسلام إلا أعطاه. قال: فأتاه رجل فأمر له بشاء كثير من بين جبلين من شاء صدقة. قال: فرجع إلى قومه فقال: يا قوم، أسلموا، فإن محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم يؤتي عطاء ما يخشى الفاقة. وزاد في رواية: وإن كان الرجل ليجيء إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما يريد إلا الدنيا، فما يمسي حتى يكون دينه أحب إليه وعز عليه من الدنيا وما فيها. This is a chapter on spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spending what you love, and spending after having a need of something, still spending. So we know from the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and from the Quran Sharif that we are encouraged that spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find that the hadith mentions that if a person has any problem, any difficulty, then remove that bala by spending. One is to spending on those that are close to you, and then you spend on your on your community, on people in need. And then one is that you spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these things bring great reward. We find that when a person gets absorbed in the dunya, then the heart becomes, all the love of dunya enters the heart. But how do you remove this? How does a person take out that love from of dunya from the heart? Is when you give it. The more you take, the more the love of the dunya enters the heart. But the more you give, the more you give, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace it. We find that a person will get, the love of dunya will come out of a person's heart. Love of dunya will come out of a person's heart. Love of amal will come into a person's heart. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that ma naqasat sadaqatum min malin. That when a person spends, it does not decrease a person's wealth. This is by qasam, has been mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if you spend, your wealth does not increase. يَمْحَكُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala effaces interest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroys interest. But when it comes to sadaqah, when it comes to charity, then وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes it to grow. One riyan a person spends in a path of Allah is multiplied how many times? 700 times. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases for whomsoever, how much He wishes. So 700. One rand you're spending, you're getting the reward as if you are spending 700 rand in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person should not hold back. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, la tulhikum amwalukum, wa la awladukum an zikrillah, wa man yafal dhalika fa ulaikum al-khasirun, wa anfiqu mimma razaqnakum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that spend of that which we have given you, mimma razaqnakum. The white polo FZ999ZN. White polo FZ999ZN. A white Toyota Cross BW59TDZN. White Toyota Cross and a white polo. Please remove your vehicle. Anfiqu mimma razaqnakum min qabli an ya'ti ahadakum al-maut. That spend what we have provided you. So the wealth is not ours. It is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَيَّأْتِ أَحْدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ فَيَكُولَ رَبِّي لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Before death comes upon us. Otherwise then it becomes too late. Once death comes upon a person, then a person wants to do good actions, he will never ever get another chance. Even if a person desires, I want to go back. No, we have to see what we have sent forth for ourselves. So this is this is the story of Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he says that inna fil mali, he's saying that inna fil mali salas, there are three partners to a person's wealth. Narrated by Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that there are three partners to a person's wealth. One is taqdeer. And it taqdeer will either take a person's wealth away, either through destruction or through maut. So that's one partner, is the taqdeer. And the second is the waris, the inheritors, those that are the heirs. They are waiting that once a person's head is placed into the grave, then he will take everything away, whilst looking down upon a person. The person is in a grave, already the waris is already now thinking that this wealth is going to be coming to me. So he is the second partner in the wealth. And then Abu Dharr says, if you can, then don't be the most helpless of the three. Do not be the most, Allah takuna aj, do not be the most helpless of the three. In other words, be that person who would rather send that wealth forward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَن تَنَالُ birra, a person cannot acquire piety until he spends that which he loves. And then he said that this camel of mine, I love it the most, and it is one of my most precious wealth, and I would love to sacrifice it and give it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An incident of Abu Aqil radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that he spent one night taking water out from a well and pulling the buckets out of the well, and the payment that he got for it was 2 sa of dates. So when he came with them to his family, and he left one with his family, which they could spend, and the other he took it to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wajaa bil akhir, so that he could now use it to come closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that this is how I spent my night, gathering these few dates. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, take it and place it right on top of the sadaqah. So the munafiqeen, they began to mock him, and they say, what is the use of this few dates that a person wants to get close towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There is no benefit in it. Such a small amount, meager amount, will hold no benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse that those who mock, those that give willingly, amongst the believers, they give willingly their charity, and those who give their labor in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. For such people is the adab, is a painful torment. Another hadith about giving in a part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a story of Abu Dahda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how he gives his entire orchard in lieu of one date palm, so that he gives his entire orchard so that he could get one date palm in Jannah. He mentioned, Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that a person said that, O Prophet of Allah, so and so, a certain person has a date palm, and I want to use it to straighten my wall. So ask him that he must give me this date palm so that I could strengthen my wall with it. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke to this person, and he said that give him that date palm so that you can get in return one date palm in Jannah. But he refused. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was advising him. So then Abu Dahda radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to this person. He heard about it. Sahaba radiallahu anhu were very haris for khair. So he heard about it, and then he came to this person and he said, sell me this date palm of yours in exchange of my orchard of date palms. So he did that. And then he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he said, O Prophet of Allah, I have sold my orchard, my date palm orchard, and I, in return for this one date palm, so now you can give it to this person. And I have, so Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised his action, and he said to him, how many date palms you have purchased for yourself, fully laden date palms in Jannah, O Abu Dahda. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam repeated this a few times. So Abu Dahda radiallahu anhu came to his wife, called فَأَتَاهَ إِمْرَأَتَهُ فَقَالَ يَا أُمُّ الدَّحْدَى أُخْرُجِي مِنَ الْحَائِطِ فَإِنِّي قَدْ بِئْتُهُ بِنَخْلَةٍ فِي الْجَنَّةِ فَقَالَتْ رَبِحَ الْبَيْءُ أَوْ كَلِمَةً تُشْبِهُهَا. So then he came to his wife, and then he said to her that, O Umm Dahda, you must come out of this orchard now, because I have sold it in return for a date palm in Jannah. So then she also, her iman was made. She knew the value of Jannah. So she said, oh, you have, what a successful bargain you have concluded. Something like this, to this effect, that she said. And one another incident about how Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, al-infaqu al-islam, spending so that people can come closer towards the deen. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, and Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lam yakun yus'alu shay'an ala al-islami illa a'ta. Qala fa'atahu rajulun فأمر له بشاء كثير بين جبلين من شاء الصدقة. قال فرجع إلى قومه فقال يا قوم أسلموا فإن محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم يؤتي عطاء ما يخشى الفاقة. وزاد في رواية وإن كان الرجل لا يجيء إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما يريد إلا الدنيا. So we read this narration, فما يمسي حتى يكون دينه أحب إليه وأعز عليه من الدنيا وما فيها. That Anas narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never ever used to refuse anything when he was asked for it, so that a person can embrace Islam, except that he would give it to him. So once a person came, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him an entire valley full of goats as sadaqah to him. So then his person returned to his people and he said, O people, aslimu, bring Islam. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gives in such a way that he doesn't fear any poverty. In one narration it mentioned that a person used to come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his only intention was dunya. But he would not spend the night until this deen would become more beloved to him than anything else of this dunya. The deen would become more beloved to him than anything else of this dunya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding that we follow in the footsteps of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, spending in a path of Allah. A person, a person should not hold back. That well that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, so that we can use it. One is the best way that a person can use it when a person spends it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and give all of us the tawfiq to me. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، الحمد لله.